Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, everyone, to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. This is the show where we talk about real strategies for real challenges. No fluff, no filters, just what's actually working in the financial industry. Very excited about today's topic and today's guest. We're going to be diving into a conversation that too many advisors and too many clients delay, or even worse, avoid altogether, and it's costing them. We're going to be talking about long-term care costs and the crisis that's out there today, and why it's not just a problem for your clients, but it also could be a direct threat to your business as well. And now, before you tune out, don't freak out. This isn't about, it's not a rant about traditional long-term care policies or insurance. In fact, the real exciting part is we're going to be talking about modern, flexible planning strategies. And yes, some of that will be with little to no underwriting, which is great. And really, this is all about protecting your clients and your revenue as well without blowing up your client's retirement plan. That's very important. Now, with that all being said, I'm joined today by someone who knows this space inside and out. This is Brooke Tucker joining us today, the Senior VP of Marketing on the life side for Gradient. However, she just recently made a transition, which we'll talk a little bit about as well. But she's got over 23 years in the industry, 16 and a half of those here at Gradient. And she spent a bulk of her time in the industry on the annuity side as well. So very well-rounded. And today, she's actually made the transition over to be one of our newest tactical business coaches, which for many of you listeners are very familiar with our tactical coaching side of things. The whole focus there is to help our advisors maximize every opportunity while protecting their practice. But Brooke, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So we're going to, for some folks, long-term care might be boring. It might be intimidating. It might be something to where I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But what we're going to do today is we're going to find a way to make it exciting, right?
Yeah, it is exciting. It absolutely is.
Let's go. So let's go ahead and hit this head on. So why is LTC or long-term care suddenly becoming one of the greatest threats to client portfolios? And I shouldn't say suddenly, but really now more than ever, it's a threat. And also not only a threat to a client, but to financial advisors and their business models.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head with your opening. One of the reasons the producer avoids either having this conversation or implementing it is the fear of blowing up the plan, right? But ultimately, by not having this conversation and not implementing a plan now, that's exactly what's going to happen later. Is that retirement plan is going to blow up. Your secondary question was why now? And it's a great question. The real reason it feels like the pressure's on is because it is. Every single boomer by the year of 2030 will be 65 years old or older. Every single one of them. And when you look at your book of business, I bet you a big bulk of that business is that age demographic. And so as we get through the podcast today, you'll see why it's more important than ever to no longer avoid this conversation, but to get ahead of it.
Sure. Yeah, you are exactly right. I would say the average age of my advisor is probably in the early 60s, for sure. That's a very valid point.
Yeah.
Let's dive a little bit more into the actual numbers part of it. So I've seen the numbers for 2024 and in regards to claims. And the claim totals were over $20 billion. And the projections right now are showing that by 2030, it's going to be over $28 billion of total claims in long-term care health coverage. That's not a small number.
It's not a small number. And well, Ron, we're only talking about claims, right? We're not talking about the people that self-insure or bring in a family member to just take care of them without being paid. Those are just claims.
So that's a great point. I mean, we're talking, that's a tsunami coming straight at retirement portfolios and, you know, American families. Let's break that down a little bit further. So when you say that's just claims, like the self-insurers out there, I mean, now we're talking probably 30, 40, 50 billion, right?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And where do the self-insurers get the money from? Your AUM, yeah. Right? And the bigger concern is we've been able to handle it so far, right? Let's just have fun here. Let's say, Rob, you came to me and you wanted $100,000 in income and we are successful in doing that and you're happy with me and things are beautiful and you're living through retirement. Then all of a sudden you call me up and you say, hey, Brooke, I need an extra $70,000 this year. I say, sure, Rob, no problem. Here's $70,000. Oh, by the way, Rob, how many years do you think you'll need this? And you'll say, I'm not sure. Could be 2, 3, 4, 10 years, right? And if you have one client coming to you, right, they're all the same age. If you have one client coming to you to pull out additional income from their AUM, what is the net effect on your total business when that starts to happen over and over and over again? So the old concept or the old misconception of LTC or this protection is too expensive or I may not need it. You're going to need it. There's one or two things promised. You're either going to pass away or need long-term care or both. And it's a 70% chance you're going to be a both.
Yeah. Yeah. Very valid. Yeah. And especially when you're taking a look at, let's say, the average financial advisor looking at their business, and if they did a breakdown of the average age of their client, and then we take that a step further of taking a look at what percentage of those will need care, all of a sudden, maybe my own retirement as the financial planner, looking at my assets that I would be earning fees on at a later basis, that might not be there, you know?
Might not be there.
And so that's where the protection of the advisor, that's what we're talking about, and protecting the business. So
that's exactly what we're talking about.
So here's the million-dollar question then. So why are so many advisors still hesitant to talk about this? What's really holding them back?
Yeah, so it's the elephant in the room, right? You know, death and taxes are the two things we're promised. And when we are building somebody's financial plan, both of those are as important, right? We've got to prepare and plan for what we know is coming. It's really not a what if. And so a lot of the reason we shy away from it is it's an uncomfortable conversation, or can be. But more importantly, it's typically the advisor themselves getting in their own way, either avoiding having to have the conversation, or secondly, let's just admit that there's typically some type of underwriting component that comes along with implementing this, right? And so we never suggest leading the way on your first appointment and trying to, you know, position a long-term care solution, but it's certainly one that needs to come up after we've gathered the assets, after we have put the income in play. Now we want to take a look at protecting everything we just put together And products have come a really long way, Rob. We have guaranteed issue products. We have products we can fund with qualified money, which again is typically the asset class that most of your producers are working in. We've got flexibility in product. We can single pay, 10 pay, life pay. So the old hurdles that we used to put in front of us based on product or based on the cost are really a moot point these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great points there. Let's rewind a little bit here. Let's break it down a little bit more to the individual client level. You talked about how 70% of your clients are going to need some sort of care. And you asked the question, where are they pulling the money from and what happens to the plan that you built them? Let's dive into that a little further. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So essentially, right, your job when somebody is coming to see you for financial advice is to help them climb that mountain, right? And climbing the mountain is the funnest part. It's the coming down that's most delicate and important, right? And so you've done your due diligence, you have put the income play in place, people are happy and satisfied. However, when the time comes, and it doesn't come with planning, right? When we need help and when we need care and when we need the assets to take care of it, it's an immediate thing. And so when the clients who have either self-insured or have ignored the fact that this is a looming risk to their entire retirement plan, frantically go right to their AUM and start liquidating assets, start pulling money out of annuities, whatever it may be. The money has to come from somewhere. And if we know that, and we do, there are ways to not only get ahead of it, but to spend pennies on the dollar. If we could spend somebody else's money, why wouldn't we want to do that? And essentially, that's exactly what we're doing by implementing a plan with long-term care, chronic illness type access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, looking from the financial advisor point of view and their book of business, this is where it could get scary. So let's say it is 5, 10, 15 of your clients they need care at the same time, which, as we've already made clear, the boomer generation is just getting older. Talking about $100,000 per year per client for 3 to 5 years. I mean, talk about a domino effect, right? I mean, that's just waiting to happen.
Effect. And Rob, that 3 to 5 years is for the average person. Right. So if you're in a room and somebody says, hey, I want everybody who's average to raise their hand, are you raising your hand?
Yeah.
Probably not, because nobody views themselves as average. And at the end of the day, your affluent clients are not average, right? The people with money are taking care of themselves. They're going to the doctor. They're healthier. They're traveling. They're living their lives. And they're the people who need this type of plan, because they are going to be the longer living generation. And so the affluent client, the ones that say, I don't need it, or I'll self-insure, are the ones who exactly need your help.
And talk about living dangerously, relying on your average client and their behavior to plan for something like this. That's a dangerous assumption, right? Isn't that what
we're saying? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. And the average stay is 3 to 4. The longest stay on record right now, I believe, is like 29 years. Why is that? Things are changing. Early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, things of that nature. Things are happening to us earlier on in life, and we're still able to live years past these diagnoses. So when we plan for the minimum, sometimes we fall short.
Sure. So when we're talking about switching the perspective to the advisor, ultimately we're talking about not only ultimately when I'm protecting my clients' assets, I'm also protecting my own and my own revenue as well. Because here's the thing, let's be real here for a minute. When clients start pulling funds to cover their care, it's not coming from that magic bucket, right? It's coming from their own investment accounts, their own annuities, the assets that you, the advisor, have also had a great deal of part of helping accumulate over the years and manage. And that's what we're talking about, that money going out the door, right?
that money going out the door, correct? And on top of that, Rob, if we're spending more of the legacy dollars while that one is living, you're repositioning, you know, with legacy play and family members, let's just say after that client has passed away, is now a lower pot that you're going to be working with as well, right? And so there's not only ways to save that revenue and that AUM later, but by implementing this now, right, you're going to make revenue, right? You're not going to be donating your services, if you will. There's certainly a reason today to implement it, but a bigger reason to have done it later, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you brought up the family members. And beyond the money part of it, family gets involved, especially in scenarios like this long-term care. And let's say that I have not found a way to help protect mom's assets. Now we're talking about a brand risk, right? Meaning if I've never brought this up to mom and she ends up in a crisis, how does that reflect on me and my brand with the family?
I can tell you those conversations are pretty emotional at that time too, right? And mm-hmm. So when you have that daughter come in and starting to help mom figure out where we're getting the money from, she's going to question, you know, why there wasn't a plan in place prior. And to that point, I have advisors that have this conversation with every single client, no matter what. And if they don't want the help, they slide a piece of paper across, make them sign it, acknowledging that this was a part of our planning process and they chose not to move forward. Yeah. That's how important it is.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, enough with your scare tactics here. Okay. Let's actually talk about the solutions here. Let's talk about the exciting part, because this is where it gets exciting. What's really working out there right now? What more importantly, what's really protecting our families, our American families out there? What are you seeing that's actually moving the needle right now?
Yeah, great question. And I'll add real quick too, before I go through a few product solutions, is the pre-planning part also gives them choices now, right? I'm in control of what I want when the time comes. And these products will follow through with that person's wishes, if you will. A really cool thing about a lot of the products today is they're indemnity riders. And I know that's a big word, if you will, especially if you're not used to hearing it, but what that means is it's liberal. Once I go on claim, I can spend that money whatever way I want. I can pay whomever I want. It doesn't have to be a licensed caregiver. It can be my sister, my neighbor, my uncle. I can go to Australia for 2 months if I wanted with the money. So the triggers to get access to the money in most of our products now is very, very simple. And then you're in control of it, unlike traditional long-term care. But with that said, what's flying on the flying off the shelves right now is a couple of products that are either simplified issue or guaranteed issue. Because let's just be honest, if we can get this done quick, clean, and easy, why wouldn't we want to do that? Do you want me to name products, Rob, on this podcast?
Do it.
Do it. Awesome. So one of our number one sellers is The Bridge with Aquatrust. It's a guaranteed option for a client. They've got three versions, a souped up version, a middle, and a guaranteed. You can always talk about this product to every single client and walk away knowing that you are going to be able to provide a solution one way or the other. Higher minimum than most, though. It's a 50 grand minimum premium, non-qualified dollars. Another biggie, qualified dollars. We can use qualified dollars with One America for two lives. I can cover both Rob and Jess with Rob's qualified dollars, right? It is a very unique product. Also offers lifetime benefit. Remember, cycling back to that, we're not average. Right? It allows the client to have flexibility on utilizing the benefit for as ever long that they need it. Another hot one right now, I would say, is with John Hancock. It's a newer product that's launched. It's called Life Care. It's got a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of turnkey options that we can tailor make for the client. So there are many solutions. What I tell my advisors is if you have the conversation, I will find you a solution that meets the need and meets the budget.
So in summary, it's not a one size fits all, meaning we've got funding options, qualified, non-qualified, single premium, short pays, total flexibility. More importantly, as I keep saying here, finding solutions to protect our families, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Rob, the way that we position it in today's world is we're not buying a product, right? We're offering a solution to put in the portfolio. And what we're going to do is we're going to leverage our assets to fund the other, right? The money is there. You're already in control of the AUM. You've already put the income plan in. It's not about finding the money. It's about leveraging our assets to feed the other.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, clear back when I first got into the industry back in 2000, I worked for an organization and our primary focus was long-term care. That was our bread and butter. And, you know, clear back then, the thing that we all hated was underwriting. And the reason being is because clients didn't know what was really in their medical records, or they knew what was in their medical records and they weren't being totally forthcoming with what was in the medical record. I'll never forget one time I was in a home and client was in the Lazy Boy, and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm going through the health analysis, and we get to the question of oxygen, and the client didn't even hesitate to say no. And it was a single individual in his own home. His wife passed away a few years earlier. And I said, "So no on the oxygen." "Yep, no on the oxygen." And right behind him in his Lazy Boy chair was a oxygen tank. And I said, "So whose is that?" So it didn't go well. But I mean, that's I get it. Underwriting, it's difficult and it's intimidating. And man, I don't want to be 90 miles down the road here, and I'm at the finish line, and then all of a sudden, Mrs. Jones didn't tell me about the oxygen. So, yeah. How can we? What solutions do we have that may have little to no underwriting? Do we have
any? Yeah, no, great question. They either disclose it or we find out one way or the other, right? And so that's important. And if you can find something like that out at the beginning, Rob, yeah, what a time saver. We know exactly what two products to recommend for this client to make it all make sense. Right. So having that conversation first off as an advisor is very welcomed, right? The more we know, the better that we can plan. But to your point, guaranteed issue, we've got Equitrust, that bridge product. And then we also have one with One America on the annuity care. So depending on how we design the product depends on the severity of underwriting. But we do have guaranteed issued products for somebody even in a facility right now. As long as they can sign on their own volition, they are available to be approved for the product. Most of all my products are going to stop at age 80. The sooner we can get this done, the better we can get this done.
Love it. That's awesome. Wonderful solutions there. And you know, the thing about everything we're talking about today is ultimately how do we protect our families? And I've seen both of those products in action, and they are wonderful solutions to be looking at. Now, with that all being said, Brooke, so we've got, I guarantee you, at least one advisor listening right now thinking, "And my clients aren't even asking for this. How do we help that advisor help their client understand that they should be asking for this?"
Yeah, absolutely. And some will raise their hand and some won't, right? And that's exactly why they have you, is to make recommendations to solve their problems. So even if they didn't tell you that this was a problem, Rob, you know that it is a looming problem. And so introducing that to your clients, either at client review time or having little mini lunch and learns or whatever it may be, bringing a group of your clients in and having this conversation on a bigger global basis instead of the one-on-one if we're not comfortable with it yet. But I can tell you, even though they're not talking about it, it is an absolute concern of theirs. 9 out of 10 people have either dealt with this personally or know a loved one that has. So it is not something that's under the table any longer. It's affecting their lives, whether we talk about it or not.
Yeah. You gave several solutions there on how the advisor could start the conversation without feeling salesy or uncomfortable. I mean, this is the ultimate planning tool, right?
Absolutely. It literally, this is going to sound corny and cliche, it literally wraps a bow over the entire retirement plan. You literally put a bow on the entire plan by implementing this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, these are typically either life and asset-based type products. There's going to be a type of legacy left behind here. So you don't get trapped in that if you don't use it, you lose it conversation. You're infusing instant legacy into their portfolio day one with preparing for that looming day in the future.
Right. You went through several options or opportunities of ways for me to introduce it to my current clients. Give us one actionable step that every advisor listening to right now that they should do this week in order to start addressing these concerns with their clients. What's one step we could do that?
The first step I would do, I can never give you one answer. I'm going to give you two.
Great.
Is target your A clients. Target your A clients. Have your staff look through the fact that you'll know, have you had these conversations or not, right? Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, you have an untapped opportunity in front of you through your entire book. But I would target your A clients, and I would start with your top five, your best relationships, right? Somebody that you're comfortable talking with, and you can implement having this conversation in a comfortable way. The other way I would go about it is targeting your annual reviews. If you have reviews on the books for next week, target two of those and have this conversation. Get out of your own way and just address the elephant in the room.
I love it. Brooke, once again, just really appreciate you taking the time to hop on here. It's always amazing to me how fast these things go. So we're getting ready to wrap this thing up. Really appreciate you joining us, helping us to tackle all this head on. This is definitely one of those conversations that when you finally have it with your clients, it changes everything, right? And, you know, that's the thing. Any last thoughts before I close us up here?
No, I think we hit the main points. Just know that your life team is very well versed in all of your options and solutions, and or, you know, just getting to feel comfortable with the conversation. So don't hesitate in reaching out.
Awesome. Thank you again. And to all our listeners out there, so if you've got any value today from today's episode, which I'm sure you did, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow the podcast so you never miss a show. Definitely follow me out on LinkedIn. I've got all kinds of great stuff out there that I share on a regular basis. We are committed to bringing you relevant, real-world strategies to not only help you grow, but also to protect and future-proof your business. You could find all of our episodes, all kinds of other resources out at our website, which is simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. And, you know, one last thing. Thank you for all that you do for our communities. I know that you don't hear that enough, or maybe at all, but what you do matters, and we appreciate you. So until next time, stay unfiltered and stay unstoppable. Thanks for everything.
Thanks, Scott.